program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Cocktails for two, some knives, and some forks. Peas, mashed potatoes, a large mound of pork. Oh, can't you see in my love eyes, it's time to dim the lights and chill the ham.
Loaf of bread, these jugs of mine and thou. Oh, the only thing that could make this holiday better is 10 pounds of frot brownies. Oh, you shouldn't have. Oh, wow. Oh, this is even better than the cream of mushroom cloud soup and the chicken moratori. Oh, and these new snap-on mandibles really do a great job of holding the food right in my face, so I can use both hands to grab more. Oh, this hand-spanked beef is delish. Hey, got any more Fromunda cheese for the test points? Oh, and hey, while you're up, want to fix me another Teddy Kennedy shooter or the Susan Smith sidecar? Thanks. Oh, hey, well, guess who's coming to dinner? Hi, Seekers. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and I'll be your waitress tonight. Care for a green oatmeal Slurpee while you look over the menu? Tonight's special here at Bob's Slacktime Food House is legitimate beef with a side of minced words and a creamy BS sauce. Oh, and sorry, there's no human caviar tonight. My ovaries are all out of eggs. Oh, but don't worry, I'm sure you'll find something. Because there's something for everyone in tonight's show. Because like breathing, eating is a vice which we all share. Some of us a lot more than others. Well, if you stop in on the religious cable channels as I do every day to check out what the enemy is doing, oh, you'll see that gluttony sure is a low-priority, deadly sin. Oh, just look at the greasy, bloated face of Jerry Falwell and all those porkers on TBN, for Bob's sake. I guess if you give up sex and cussing, there just ain't a whole lot of ways to get that oral gratification that Americans crave. Oh, and on a national eating holiday like Thanksgiving, they just can't hide their lust for lunch. And crave they do at the most acutely visceral level imaginable. In fact, they jones for their next food fix, making plans on where to score the best stuff for their habits. Oh, it takes up so much of their time, this trip. A minimum of 3 major pops a day, at least, with several bumps along the way. Oh, but it's more than drug-seeking behavior. It's on a level much deeper and darker than you might think. As I was getting together the music for tonight's show, I found that it's really hard to find instrumentals that deal with this, the most basic need of man. I mean, there are lots of love songs, yes, but like other pleasurable things such as sodomy and nose-picking, gluttony doesn't give itself easily to musical tributes. Oh yes, our sickly fascination with food is on a stratum far beneath that of mere love. It's a perverse, psychosexual preoccupation that makes most people feel uncomfortable about staring it in the face honestly. And you know, no matter how much they take in, it's never enough. They keep roaming the land, unsatisfied, looking for that new restaurant on the horizon that will fulfill all their sick, twisted oral fantasies. Because normals can never really achieve the satisfaction of your typical run-of-the-mill subgenius who takes to heart just what may be J.R. Bob Dobbs' finest commandment. Don't just eat that hamburger. Eat the hell out of it.
Yes, dear friends, I'm marching to dinner. 'Cause God Almighty, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm hungry, safe and sound and hungry.
We're hungry!
Of course you're hungry. I'm hungry. We're all hungry, so let's eat.
Let's eat!
And he said the word, and we ate it. Hot dog! And what was the word?
Hot dog!
Hot dog, yes, dear friends. A mighty hot dog is our Lord. I'm not talking about hate. No, I'm talking about eight. Dinner at eight. Let's eat!
More sugar!
Ah, the glories of food. The communication of communion. Edmund Rosenberg are passing among you now with the plates. I want you to pick up those plates and eat of those condiments there. I want you to feel your
bodies
and
sure
your heart and your mind with the thoughts and the realities of food. Dear friend, Jesus said, let us be as children.
Some cookies,
and what do children do? They stop themselves from day to night. They eat. They fill themselves with the nourishing
of cherries, and a jar of mayonnaise.
Oh,
that's my last one. Laughing cow cheese, Jesus.
We must fill it and fill us with the fullness of it. We
must my mouth dry.
The birds of our friends, the cows of our friends, the
birds. I'm so hungry.
It's good to eat a friend, my friend.
There's nothing to eat
here. And when comes down with the magic word, what is the word? The word is food. And we eat him. Eat!
King chicken. It's extra low in calories.
This must be king chicken. I don't even realize I'm watching my diet.
Serve it often. But make sure you serve the supreme quality king of chicken, king chicken.
You're not listening. I want to tell you something. Nobody eats like America eats. Nobody wears clothes like America. Listen, we've got the best. Nobody. The fruits of God have been from America. Let me say this to you. The whole world's eating off of the tree of America.
And what would you like for appetizers?
Ooh, appetizers.
Well, Homer, you seem to be a trencherman. What should we serve?
Well, you can't go wrong with cocktail weenies. They taste as good as they look, and they come in this delicious red sauce. It looks like ketchup, it tastes like ketchup, but brother, it ain't ketchup.
Well, Selma, he makes a good case.
Get whatever you want. It all tastes like styrofoam to me.
I don't care what that lady said, call me on the telephone. I'm preaching the word of God. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's what the book says. Let's come to the third thing about America, the fruits of America. Have you ever been in any other place that's got as much as we got here? The fruits of America. Well, I just thank God that you think I'm silly, but I'm going to tell you something I did the other day. I wrote down the street, and I just thank God for every farm. I said, Lord, all these farms, all these vegetables. And I said, I thank God for all the factories and how they were running. I thank God for the fundamental Baptist churches and fundamental churches. And I said, Lord, these are the fruits of the greatest land in the world. Now he wrote down. And you know what? I said, I never thought about that. I said to my wife, I said, I won't ever stop her, but I thank God for McDonald's. Hallelujah, you can't stop and get your hamburger. And so I thank God you can't.
And then also the people had brought little lunches like little thermos bottles full of garbanzo beans and hot chocolate and stuff to sup upon while they were there in the place. And little sandwiches made out of bacon, lettuce, tomato, and raisins with the crust cut off. And huge jars full of mayonnaise and Tootsie Rolls. On and on they went, ate and drank and were merry. A fat pink cloud hung overhead. And everyone was extremely happy and pleasant feeling. And he beat her to death and threw her in the river.
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Do you want to be able to serve an appropriate wine before, during, or after one of those special occasion meals?
Like when the boss is coming to dinner.
Miss one, Dad.
See you in hell, dinner plate.
Or would you like those spur-of-the-moment get-togethers with friends to have a little something extra that a good, well-chosen wine can give?
We wanted these things, but didn't know how to go about it.
Then I got the idea to call a wine shipper and ask for advice.
You have already tasted the Pommard with Brie Cheese. On our tray here, we also have some cold sliced chicken. Please try this wine. Looks good.
Uh-oh!
Time for King Chicken.
Mom never misses her King Chicken commercials.
It's a new one! It's a new one! Oh, they're using a giant one! Oh, they're using a giant one now! Oh, God!
Does look good, doesn't it?
Oh, God! Oh, God!
How can you get that from it? It's about food laws, and it said don't eat a chicken that somebody's choked.
Sweet mother of pearl.
I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight.
like chicken tonight.
Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
It does go well with the chicken.
Delicious again. What is it?
It's all the juice and the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid and the gray-green pussy bile.
Excellent with white meat. I'm looking forward to sampling many more wines, even if it means giving up my pre-dinner highball. That won't be necessary. Yes, in most things, it's not what you drink, but how much you drink that affects your appreciation of wine. A couple of drinks will relax you. You'll enjoy your food and wine all the more.
One bottle be enough?
If I may remind you, we haven't discussed champagne and sparkling wine yet.
Normally, free fatty acids are the major substrate for the myocardium. Following the ingestion of ethyl alcohol, free fatty acid uptake decreases, triglyceride uptake increases, and what you really see, in essence, is the development of a fatty heart. The same, primarily, triglycerides, the same type that you usually see within the liver itself. Now, we don't know whether the fatty deposition causes the decrease in contractility or what comes first, but there's biochemical evidence, physiological sequelae, and pathological sequelae.
Well, I might just point out, however, that if you review the literature, you can find, you know, that alcohol in sufficient doses precipitates egg albumin and other proteins. It suppresses transmission through sympathetic ganglia. It blocks liberation of acetylcholine by brain slices.
Ooh, I'm afraid this is getting too technical for me.
But really, these words are easily explained.
What we have been studying is drinking in the general population and not alcoholism. We have been devoting most of our time to finding out who drinks, what do they drink, where, when, with whom, and trying to find an answer to the question of what drinking means to these people.
How about some champagne now?
Wonderful!
I'll buy that. Let's make it a toast to my new friend. Wine.
Go on.
Very well, here's to wine.
We're dealing with a group of individuals who, by and large, have a bad prognosis. Now, we're also dealing with a group that probably won't get into the private physician's office.
One
who desperately need relief from acute discomfort, acute physical illness brought on by their drinking, which relief, I think, can often be accomplished on an outpatient basis. Dr. Knott?
These people can be detoxified rapidly, effectively, about 2 hours in the hospital, half an hour in an ice bucket.
And as you say, the majority will not need hospitalization.
Don't overchill. It kills their bouquet.
Cooling drinks are Arto Grand. Simply name your favorite brand. Arto ice cream, so good and helpful too. If you feel you need nutrition, now's the time, it's intermission. Step right up, we have the very best for you.
I am so hungry. Can't we eat something first? I'm starving, man.
Ah, food. Good thinking, son.
And the tummy is telling you, you better stop teaching right now. Head for the refrigerator up in the snack bar. And make yourself at home and enjoy yourself for a little bit. Well, you tell your stomach to shut up.
Shut up!
We start with pure milk chocolate.
Chocolate.
Add a layer of farm fresh honey.
Oh, sweet.
Then we sprinkle on 4 kinds of sugar.
Oh.
And dip it in rich, creamery butter.
Dad? What if I told you you could lose weight without dieting or lifting a finger?
I'd say you're a lying scumbag. Why, sweetie?
According to Eternity Magazine, you can lose weight through subliminal learning. That's where an idea is suddenly implanted in your head without you even knowing it.
Oh, Lisa, that's a load of rich, creamery butter.
They'll send you tapes you listen to while you sleep. As you hear New Age music, a powerful message goes to your brain telling you to eat less.
Lose weight and listen to New Age music? Wow.
You may discover creative ways of coping with food and eating situations. In this way, you learn to liberate yourself from the vicious cycle of being upset, overeating, resulting, of course, in becoming more upset. If you eat because it's there, because you see it, mind trips can effectively remove you from that setting, sort of take you on a mini vacation.
Now get into a comfortable position and close your eyes. Picture yourself in a situation where you are faced with a lot of food that you have trouble dealing with.
Goofballs!
Make it a specific food. Begin to imagine how delicious that food is. See how great it looks. Smell it. You can almost taste it. Now pick some up with your hands or utensils. Put some of it in your mouth and begin to eat it. As you look down at what is left, you discover that there are green, oozy worms crawling out of the food. Watch them wiggle and squirm all over the food. Say to yourself, if there are these worms oozing and squirming all over this food, then it means that I have green worms crawling around in my mouth on the food that I'm eating. You begin to feel the worms crawling around in your mouth, alive and moving. They are between your lips,
and coming out of your mouth. As they pass near your nostrils, you can smell them, like ruined meat. They are slithering down your chin and running down the front of your clothing, foul-smelling and messing up your clothes. You are horrified and panicked as they wiggle down your clothes, leaving a foul, green mess.
It's just a little slimy. It's still good. It's still good.
Banana. Delicious. Not only delicious, it was downright habit-forming. Benji picked it up and carried it to his room under the table. Once inside, he proceeded to spend a very contented afternoon licking the sides of a pudding cup.
He's the greatest showman since that kid who eats worms.
My 15 minutes of fame are over.
You begin to get very sick to your stomach. You throw it all up. The food, the worms, everything.
I don't feel so good.
Some people get quite nauseous, almost like a seasick feeling. Other people have gastritis from it. Other people have a diarrhea from it. And these are the reactions that happen as they're starting to cleanse and detoxify you.
Have you ever heard of organic foods?
No, I've never heard of orgasmic fluids. I mean, what did you say?
I said organic foods.
Oh.
Say, fella, where do you eat?
Oh, soggy diner. I like a Grimsburger now and then. But I usually eat at McBarnyard's Golden Starches or Colonel Bucket's Chicken Blasphemy.
It's certainly evident. Look at yourself in that mirror.
Huh?
Look at your complexion.
Oh.
Look at those zits. Stand up straight. Stick out your chest. Smile. No, smile.
I am smiling.
Good heavens, man, your face has gone limp. Obviously, I got here just in time. You need health foods.
Health foods? But I'm not healthy.
Exactly, and you should start with brain foods.
Oh, I hate brains. I don't see what this has to do with me.
It has everything to do with you. You are what you eat.
Last week, I was a hot dog, except when I was a french fry.
Now, listen, punk.
This morning, I was a glazed donut.
Shut up! Oh. You're making me sick. Now get this straight. I'm your organic gardening angel.
Huh?
I'm here to tell you that if you eat organic foods, you'll feel better all the time.
Are you implying that mankind wasn't meant to suffer?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm just saying do what you can.
Oh, I'd rather do what I can.
Never mind all that. Just eat natural foods. They're super...
You mean supernatural?
You said it, buddy. Supernatural. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It will emulsify and dissolve the pus and the fat and the cholesterol. It's a detoxifant, one of the best you'll ever put into your body. It helps you salivate, it stimulates the peristaltic action, and it helps cleanse the colon out.
Come in. Oh, it's my organic gardening angel. What are you doing here?
This sure is a sleazy hotel.
Oh, it only cost $18 a month.
Believe me, it's not worth it. Well, did you buy the food?
Oh, you mean the health food food?
Yeah, the health food food.
Yeah, there it is on the table.
You haven't touched it.
Oh, no, I was just looking at it. You said it was supernatural. I thought it would change or something.
No, schmuck, you eat it and you change.
Oh, it doesn't glow in the dark?
You eat it and you glow all the time.
Well, I guess I should eat it.
Yeah, punk. Eat it.
Oh, what should I start with?
Oh, boy, you really lay yourself open for him, don't you? Take a bite of this apple.
Well, here goes. Oh, it makes me shiver. It reminds me of my childhood. It's so apple. My voice. I can't believe the difference. Oh no, my voice has gone back again. It doesn't last very long.
It has a cumulative effect. Keep on eating organic foods and you'll be able to maintain yourself at a higher plane all the time.
Oh, but I'm afraid of heights.
Nitwit, ninny hammer. Eat natural foods and you'll overcome your fear of feeling good. Here, finish this apple. Have some orange. Organic dried apricot. Wash it down with carrot juice. Just keep on eating this stuff and you'll be healthy. Also regular.
Oh, naturally?
Yes, even supernaturally.
Oh, weird.
What really does us in prematurely and ages us very, very quickly is one thing. Cooked food. Anything cooked is dead, and you cannot revitalize the human body with something that's dead. Dead food, dead body.
Dad, can't you have some other kind of party? One where you don't serve meat?
But all normal people love meat. If I went to a barbecue and there was no meat, I would say, yo, Goober, where's the meat? I'm trying to impress people here, Lisa. You don't win friends with salad. Damn you!
Now add salt to the salad with your fingers. Now let your fingers and hands and arms dance like a sparkling salad with just enough shiny crystals of salt.
You don't win friends with salad. You don't win friends with salad.
They can't seriously expect us to swallow that tripe.
Now is a special treat courtesy of our friends at the Meat Council. Please help yourselves to this tripe.
And for all you guests here at the lunchtime matinee, we have a real treat in store. A crisp, cropped,
Two weeks later, Mr. Weekly, a man reborn through food, visits his organic gardening angel.
Hiya, punk.
How's it going, Birdman?
Look, it walks, it talks.
And it gets it on regular, too. Those health foods saved my life.
How do you feel?
Thanks to health foods, I feel beautiful.
So, you got it all together, eh?
Right.
Solid.
I moved out of the Crystal Arms Hotel. I live in a swell commune, I got a girlfriend, and I can dance.
Far out. Too much.
I'm a steeplejack now.
Incredible.
I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, climb a 30-story building, paint it blue, climb down, have an organic lunch, usually an avocado sandwich with bean sprouts and safflower mayonnaise. Then I climb back up the building and paint it green.
Go, man, go!
I know who I am now, and it's not Mr. Weekly.
Who are you, then?
I'm Health Man, zap, bang, pow, voom, flash, twinkle, pop, bingo sort of thing.
Hey, you stepped in my wastebasket.
Yes, but I didn't trip.
You've only begun to trip.
Now, I want to tell you the difference between eating and juicing. When you eat the raw food, you should chew every mouthful of food a minimum of 50 times. Now, most of us won't do that. It's boring. It's time-consuming.
Okay, everybody. Take an imaginary piece of food out of the air. Put it into your mouth and begin to chew it up. That's good. Now, move it around with your tongue. Your tongue is a muscle. Now, I want you to chew your food well. It's very important to get it nice and soft and wet before you swallow. Don't gobble. Okay, chew it up. Now, swallow it. Now, I want everybody to learn a song with me. It's called Down, 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 and it goes like this. Down, 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 to down, 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 to down, 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 to down, down. After you swallow the food, it moves through a tube called the esophagus. Everybody say esophagus. Good. Now, your esophagus is also a food tube, so everybody say food tube. Now, the food moves down the esophagus and goes into your stomach, where it gets churned up and dissolved in stomach juices. Sing with me. Down, 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 to down, 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 to down, 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 to down, down. By the time the food leaves your stomach, it's been dissolved into a thick liquid. Now the food gets pushed into your small intestine, which is a curled-up tube that's over 6 meters long. Juice from your liver pours down to dissolve it even more. Now some of the food passes into the bloodstream through the walls of the small intestine. It gets carried away to all parts of your body. The leftover parts of the food, which your body can't use, goes into the large intestine, and later on it's passed out from your body.
The fiber moves a little further down to the ileocecal canal valve, to the ascending colon, transverse colon, descending colon, and out the rectum in a bowel movement.
God almighty, I'm full of it, but I'm going to let it go. And you've got to let it go. Dear friends, just as sure as you can bet it, one of those two greatest guys up there is going to let go just as you is letting go.
And when those vents are blocked, we waste natural gas, an important natural resource, not to mention money.
Isn't that great, my friends? Isn't that a load off your mind? I know it is off mine. Don't be afraid. Look at it, close good friend. Look at that steaming heap of flat-butted goat custards. My, my.
Isn't hungry, Jimmy?
Mr. McClure, I have a crazy friend who says it's wrong to eat meat. Is he crazy?
No, just ignorant. You see, your crazy friend never heard of the food chain. Just ask this scientician. He'll tell you that in nature, one creature invariably eats another to survive. Don't kid yourself, Jimmy. If a cow ever got the chance, he'd eat you and everyone you care about.
Wow,
Mr. McClure. I was a grade A moron to ever question eating meat.
Yes, you were, Jimmy. Yes, you were.
You know what she'd do? She knew I liked steak. I mean, she knew I liked meat.
I got the recipe from the Utility Grade Beef Council.
So this diet I'm on about meat, it don't bother me. Praise God, I like meat, you know. Amen, I love it, don't you?
There's a million black cattle standing outside in the sun, waiting to wind up on the inside of a hamburger bun. There's a million black cattle as far as my sad eyes can see, waiting to be ground up and turned into hamburger meat. At first I ignored them, then I just started to scream. It was then I discovered there's always a dark side to every bright hamburger dream. Hamburger dream.
Don't cut no mustard.
Hamburger dream.
Don't cut the cheese.
Hamburger dream. Don't you cut any onions, 'cause I'm already crying down here on my knees.
And I dream, dream a hamburger dream of a hamburger heaven where angels can lean up against an old fence post alongside a cloud. Watch a million black cattle for crying out loud.
There's a million black cattle staring at me in my dream, with those languorous eyes and a look that don't know what it means to do any evil or to ever do anything bad. They just amble up slowly to give and receive a 9-pound jack to the head. Hamburger dream.
There can be no denying.
Hamburger dream.
There's a soul in those eyes.
Hamburger dream.
If cattle have spirits,
they'll haunt the whole lot of us in the next life.
So I dream, dream a hamburger dream of a hamburger heaven. Just can lean up against an old fence post alongside a cloud and watch a million black cattle for crying out loud. And I dream, dream a hamburger dream, a hamburger heaven where
angels can lean. Oh, wow. This show is getting entirely out of my control, Seekers. Oh, I wanted to have a benign little show about food, and look what happens. Oh, but I ought to know, because when you think about it, nothing good ever happens to food. Oh, but I should have known better than to throw open the doors of the fire sign. Theater, that crazy brother Maze Jackson, that minx Judy Hensky, the fine art of choosing wine winos, that lame panel discussion on alkies with a bunch of shrinks, oh, the always incredible new age nutcase Dr. Frances Stern and her worm therapy, oh, a little bit from the Benji album. Oh, yeah, and then we had the incredible pussy bile-obsessed juice man from a special juicer tape. Crazy kitty star Bruce Hawk doing his short bit as a salad. And, hey, Dallas spelled backwards is salad, now that I think of it. Then we had the Congress of Wonders of those health food angel bits. That perverty, slim, good-bodied guy who looks like a skinned mime with that down, down, down song from one of his children's albums. Those many of the most disgusting, vile selections I ever play for you are. Oh, and as per usual, The Simpsons had the most to say about the whole subject, with Mr. Gasoline bringing it all in with their song Hamburger Dream. Oh, at which point I just have to come out and admit it. Sure, I'm a carnivore, baby. I eat meat. Hey, I gotta get the synthetic hormones from somewhere. Oh, and you may as well eat the hell out of whatever you can grab in this end times chicken run, Sonny. Because I have no intention of changing. And what's more, I've been carrying on a serious lesbian affair with Little Debbie. And you can't stop me. Yes, I'm gonna keep slamming all the snacky cakes and cheesy poofs that I want. Because you can't teach an old dog nutrition. Shelley Winters knows what it's all about. In her autobiography, I realized that this woman could remember the intimate details of every meal she ever had. Oh, and then we went to Maxime's in Paris, and I had the most divine beef bourguignon and this incredible pâté and pastry, and I nearly creamed over the flaming cherries jubilee. Yeah, but she's vague on which husband or boyfriend was sitting across a table from her at the time. Oh, I can understand her trencherman's spirit. You just gotta enjoy it, come hell or high water or cellulite. Yes, I have that perspective, because I, too, have often fought the battle of Pork Chop Hill. And thanks to my yo-yo chromosome, my weight fluctuates more than the Dow Jones. And it's been the source of much bedevilment to the flues here. Oh, mainly because of the way some idiots treat me about it. Hey, whenever I lard on a few pounds, they react as if I'm some sort of national treasure that's been despoiled. Hey, the last time I checked, I was still nothing but a meat bag trapped in this earthly body till I can get my ass off this planet. Oh, and so are all of you. Oh, but look at it this way. I'm just the way the weather has been lately. You don't like what you see, wait a while. One good depressive plunge and I'm sleek again. Oh, but maybe I do need to work some of this off before we get too far afield. Oh, or something I can... government cheese, yeah. Yeah, why don't I put Fish Stick Day by Government Cheese on, and then I Love to Eat from the Stars of Gentle Ben Sing? And oh, hey, here's another good one on the other side of Government Cheese, Yellow Cling Peaches. Oh, and hey, and after that, let me forewarn you, I'm going to be playing that obnoxious child evangelist, Little Marky, the fundamentalist Christian answer to Cartman on South Park. Oh, you'll know it when you hear it. And when he starts beating off the path, we'll laugh that big tub of goo, Terry Forster. And then we'll have a seance and summon up a prototypical floozy from our city's post-disco era past, the fabulous and totally drag Diamond Lil, with her evocative hymn to an Atlanta dining landmark. And then brute force will make us sit on a sandwich. While you listen to our next selections, I'll just pop in my exercise videos. Steal my buns and steal my abs. No gain, no pain.
Oh, yeah. Number two, first time at Puke Club, you have to puke.
Thank you.
very long. The yellow green peaches begin to turn me on, and it gets me so excited. It gives me such a buzz. I feel my naked fingers running up and down the fuzzy line. I see a woman walking down the street in sexy breeches. I don't see a sexy ass. That's yellow green peaches. Yellow green peaches. Yellow green peaches. You're gonna learn to like them. Yellow green peaches. Yellow green peaches. Yellow green peaches. You're gonna learn to like them. Yellow green peaches. They're really making syrup. What's running on your fries and getting in your eyes?
Because of that, I didn't have many friends. My brothers and sisters, they didn't care about me. They just looked at me and yelled fat names at me. You overgrown little hippo, you! You're the world's tallest, fattest midget! I didn't like that at all. One day, my mother took me to buy some clothes at the tit and awning supply. And as we were sitting down there and I was being fitted, well, really not sitting, I was laying down, they were rolling me into the material. Some kids come by and they said, "Hey, Fat Marky!" I said, "What do you want?" They said, "We want to be friends with you." I said, "Really?" They said, "Yeah. Could you do something for us?" Now, I didn't know what they had on their mind, but I was willing to do almost anything because I wanted friends. And so I said, "Well, let me see." So they finished putting the tin on me, and I walked out, well, kind of wobbled out. My legs were only 3 inches tall, you know. And as I was walking towards outside, my mama said, "Now, Marky, you be careful." I turned around and said, "Oh, leave me alone." I said, "What do you guys want?" They said, "Well, how about going down to the store with us? And, Mrs. Fox, don't worry, because we'll roll Marky down there. You won't have to push him all the way home. We'll do it for you." She said, "Oh, thank you." So she walked off. I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" They said, "Go into the store and just stuff a bunch of candy and food and bread and cheese and roast beef and just everything in there. The people will never know you're so fat anyway. They just think you're a little lumpy." I said, "Well, okay, I'll try it." So I went in and I stole all kinds of stuff. I graduated to a hardened criminal. I was stealing things left and right, front and back, up and down, you name it, and I was doing it. And when I was 5 years old, I started taking drugs. Not just marijuana, grass, hashish, speed. I was taking a rabbit's mouse to the stomach of my head on my PCP. Not even hell, when I wasn't shooting it up my arm, I was shooting it down my throat. 4 quarts of chocolate milk a day. It was a terrible habit. It was awful. One day I told my mama, "Mama, I'm so hungry, I'm going to have something to eat." She said, "I'm sorry, honey, but we don't have anything in the house." I said, "What? I told you I'm hungry." She said, "Honey, we don't have anything. Everything is out of house and home. Did you hear me? I want something in my tummy and I want it right now." She said, "I'm sorry, honey." I was a very disobedient child. I said, "I don't like you at all." And I ran outside and I went down to the street, down to the main street of my hometown. I said, "I've got to have something to eat. Oh, I'm so hungry. I've got to have some food." And I went into every restaurant and I went into every store and I ate it all. Every store. And when I was through, the mail called the place a national disaster area. I couldn't help it. I was still hungry. I got on the telephone. Ring.
Hello?
"Hello! This is Lil Marky! I want something to eat right now!" "Oh, no, please don't come to my beloved land, England." This is the Queen of England talking. "You can't come! We've just gotten over this 2-year economic crisis from the last time you were here." I said, "You better get me the biggest fish and chip sandwich you can fix, because I'm coming." I started to get in my plane and I couldn't fit. So I got in my cargo ship and I sailed over to London. There was the big fanfare crowd. I thought they were welcoming me, but as I neared the port, I noticed that the soldiers had guns and they were saying, "Stay away, just stay on the port." I did. the biggest fish and chips dinner, I started eating it sideways. And as I went across, I noticed there was lettering inside and back of the batter where they deep fried it. It said, Goodyear Blimp. Ah, they fixed me the Goodyear Blimp, but that was good anyway. And when I was through, I noticed there was a couple of people talking. I thought they were talking about me. So I said, hey, are you talking about me? They just looked up at me and they said, no, sir, please don't sit on us. We weren't talking about you. I said, well, what are you talking about then? There's something big happening over in Jerusalem. I said, really? What is it? I don't know, some type of great big fight or something? Oh, boy, I love a good fight. I was a mean little kid, too. I sailed over in my ship over to Jerusalem, and I entered the port, and I noticed there wasn't anyone to greet me. There was nobody there. I said, hello! Hello! Just the echoes, all I could hear of my voice. I walked out into the streets and I looked around the city. Nobody was there. And off on the right, in a big hill, there were three things sticking up out of the ground.
Number one.
It's America's favorite heavyweight, Terry Forrester and the Love Handles with That Is In.
You know, a lot of folks have been putting big people down for a long time. Someone even had the gall to call me a big, fat tub of goo. Well, this is Terry Forrester saying, we're not going to take it anymore. Because from now on, fat is in.
Chocolate cone, chocolate cone, chocolate cone. We got a brand new time when fat is fine, where being overweight is a real good sign. Eat what you want, don't exercise, because nothing turns me on like cellulite thighs.
Is in. Stuff your face and don't be thin. Double chin's a ton of fun. On the beach you block the sun.
Madonna, Tina Turner always get me sick. Now Carter, Shelley Winters make my heart tick. Take your sweet, low, and saccharin out my face. Your Weight Watcher and Lean Cuisine are a disgrace.
Fat is in. Stuff your face and don't be thin. Carbohydrates are the key. Eat a lot so you'll be weird.
Now, a lot of people think that getting big is bad. That Jackie Gleason, Orson Welles are really sad. But Orson never drinks his wine before it's time. And Jackie's heavy money beats you one thin dime.
Fat
is in. Mm. Oh, baby.
You know, people. Oh, can you hear me? Oh, just a short while ago, along in the early 1970s, there were so many hippies and flower children on the street. Oh, honey, how I love those children, and they love me. Oh, honey, they had Lays all around their neck. And one or two of them thought I had a lay in the street. Oh, I played at the old Club Centaur on Peachtree and 11th with another star, Fancy. You may recall her, Fancy, Don't Let Me Down. Oh, it was such a wonderful club, and the era was so divine. It inspired things in me. Oh, one afternoon, I was feeling so hungry and so lonely. I decided to take a cruise around Piedmont Park. That was before the Gestapo had nailed all the cross ties where you can't go through. It used to be so nice to pick up something strange near the lake. Oh, but that afternoon, all that was on the lake was just a couple of ducks, not even a ripple. Oh, oh, John, and I was so hungry. So at that point, I decided, why not go to the Silver Grill? Oh, it's a little old concrete block diner. Oh, I think it was built before the war. I won't say which one. Oh, my captain. Oh, if only somebody would hug me tight, I'd feel so good. Anyway, I pulled up as if I'd owned the joint. I was wearing my red satin dress, strictly evening, but I didn't care. In those days, I was quite sleazy. Oh, not refined as you see me now. Oh, honey, I sashayed on into that place as if I'd owned the joint. And I took a stool at the very end of the counter, and I was looking over the menu. Oh, it said whole beans, lima beans.
Beans in your ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears.
Beans in our ears.
Beans in our ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears. Beans in our ears.
You'll have to speak up. I've got beans in my ears.
Beans in your ears.
Beans in my ears. You'll have to speak up. I've got beans in my ears.
Beans in her ears.
Sandwich. To sit on a sandwich. To sit on a sandwich. Nothing could be finer.
Oh, yes.
grilled chicken. It's gonna make your mouth water. Lady of coleslaw and French fries, come.
Something to eat.
Woman, I don't think I see something that looks mighty darn tempting, like a couple of them breasts and this here thigh.
We don't serve special parts here.
I would certainly think not.
How specialty? Tender southern chicken.
Say, precious darling, what is your name?
You can call me Lil.
Yeah, and I bet that's short for Lily Mae.
I would never be that common. It's an abbreviation for Lillian.
Edmund King, could you get me that damn coleslaw to go?
Ah, come on, Lil. Don't you want to have a good old time with me?
No, I don't think so. I just want my...
Lots of coleslaw and French fries. They come with the order. Oh, I lost my heart. I was trying to get my fill when I ate at a country diner called the Silver Grill.
Terry Forster saying, fat is in.
Fat is in.
Now is the time for exercises and exercising your right to find out more about SLAC. You know free information is available for an SASE to Bob at P.O. Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Or if you're just too fat and lazy to drag your carcass to the mailbox, Bob is always there at SoGenius.com. Good night, Seekers.